It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me.
Hour two begins, and Ryan, our frequent, will this girl do something other than acting? After the jobs run out, slip one by us, and we'll get to that after we talk to Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Great show. I know why Blanco didn't feel the suspension. He's only going to miss one start. But wouldn't it look better if he tried to steal it? Also, I mean, I know Deadpool, Wolverine's going to make a lot of money, but to me, it doesn't look like that good of a movie yet. And also, why does Abigail keep posting pictures and deleting them? I mean, that one picture she posted of her in a bikini was pretty hot, but then she deleted it. I'm in the Felicity.
Okay, just let's start from back to front. He's talking about Abigail Dye of Fox 26. We have a woman who works here named Abigail. Some of you Twitchers or YouTubers have seen her before. He's not talking about her. I think she's at Fox 26. That's what he's discussing, Abigail Dye. I don't know why she does it. I mean, in a world where Harrison Butker said what he said, I'm avoiding all discussions about what a woman should or shouldn't do. Eric, you can ask those questions yourself. I'm not getting involved.
Ask him to Harrison Butker.
Yeah, ask Harrison Butker why she's doing that and see what he says about it. What did he say? Deadpool versus Wolverine. I don't know how you can make a determination based off the trailer. We just never know. Ryan Reynolds will be funny. Wolverine will, and Hugh Jackman, will. He has done well in these movies. He's been a bright spot, even in the bad X-Men movies. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. The reviews aren't even out yet. Who knows? I don't know how you know. But maybe it won't be good. Maybe you're sick of Ryan Reynolds. Maybe you would rather talk about Blake Lively. I don't know, considering what you talk about. Maybe you wouldn't want to talk about her. And I get it. Shout out to Gossip Girl. The last thing, would it have looked better if Blanco appealed? I get fighting the man, I guess, in this case. But if you're only going to miss the one start and you know there's no real chance of them overturning the suspension, just get it out of the way. In fact, the Astros support that decision. We have some sound. We haven't actually played any Astros sound, so we'll play that here. Dana Brown was asked before the game about a number of issues surrounding the suspension from Blanco, potentially appealing and then pulling back on that, what the substance was in the glove. They just referred to it as sticky stuff. But here's Dana Brown talking about the Astros supporting Blanco in his decision not to appeal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Ronel Blanco is a good human being. He's a good dude. He's worked his butt off to get into the starting rotation. I think he sees it as, look, I don't want to be out. I don't want to extend this any longer. I want to get back to the business of pitching.
If that was his mindset after having a discussion about it, I agree. They're not going to say, you know what, you're right. We got this one wrong. That doesn't feel like a baseball thing. So take the punishment, you miss a start, you're back, and we keep it moving. You've had a really good year. They're never going to say you were right about this. Baseball ain't about that. I don't know if I'm going to go with, well, you're the Astros, so they're definitely going to screw you. But they have kind of a hard and fast rule about the foreign substance stuff, except when they let you switch out your glove and then wash your hands. I guess, depending on who you pitch for, there's the conspiracy stuff popping up, but yeah, just take it. Take this 10. You'll miss a start. You'll be back. And I think someone brought up a good point when they thought when he was actually going to miss two games. Hey, Ronel Blanco hasn't pitched a lot of innings in his career in a season. Maybe it would be good for him to miss a couple starts. So he might be healthy, considering the Astros and their issues with arms. Maybe healthier down the stretch. Because I don't think Lance McCullers is coming in to save us. Maybe Luis Garcia is ready. We know Urquidy is working stuff out on the minor league level. Maybe missing a start here or two wouldn't be a bad thing for a guy who's in a position he's never been in before. So I don't mind it. And hopefully it doesn't come back to bite him in the start that he does miss. They have one more game against the A's tonight as they try to sweep them. And then the Brewers come to town. So it will be a step up in competition. But the Astros are playing well. Sean, you know a big point of contention for Astro fans last year was, why is Dusty Baker continuing to put Martin Maldonado out there? It pisses everyone off. Yainer Diaz is obviously a better hitter, which is the case. Why isn't Yainer getting more at-bats? Can you guess how big of a difference there is between Maldonado's OPS last year and what Yainer's OPS is this year?
Is it 200 points?
Not even.
100?
Less. It's close to 100, but less.
80?
A little more. It's about, I think 90? it's 84. Mm. And we know how bad Maldonado was, so that doesn't speak well of Yainer. Right now, Yainer Diaz, OPS 690. Maldonado all of last year, 606.
Wow.
Now, Maldonado hit 15 home runs last year. Yainer, I think, is at 3.
Yeah. Yeah, Maldonado was really home run.
Home run or nothing, yes. Yeah. Yes. So, Yainer Diaz, great last year. Dusty said you'd thank him for not putting him out there as much.
Thank you, Dusty.
Maybe we thank him for the season last year, because now that Yainer's the everyday catcher. Maldonado's like, see? It's kind of hard to do both. Why don't you guys relax a little bit on killing me? Now, Maldonado was terrible. Every time he came up when it mattered, it was a disaster. I'm not going to pretend like that wasn't the case.
I think part of the issue is also that baseball broadcasts still just, when they put the player's name, they still, the first number you see is the batting average, and the batting average was always like 190.
Yeah, shouldn't OPS be at the forefront since how much emphasis we put on that? Like, we're talking about what's more important.
It should be, yeah, or on base and OPS.
Yeah, as opposed to batting average.
But it, part of me still just likes.
Yeah, that batting average number.
Good old fashioned.
It's kind of like a clear line. Oh, that guy sucks. Oh, that guy's good. It's kind of.
I think
it's a very old school, and we're very familiar with. Yeah. Okay, that, like, it's the it's like the TD to interception ratio or completion percentage.
Yeah.
Beyond like the DVOA or on dropbacks and stuff that like the football nerds get into to tell you how good a quarterback actually is. Oh, he's
just show us the yards and completion.
He's got a 3-to-1 TD to interception ratio, and he's thrown for 4,000 yards through the first 14 games. That's a good quarterback, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's better in play action, and his dropback stuff isn't great. I don't care.
Yeah, don't care.
Yeah.
He's checked down Charlie with all the completion percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's part of it's also most of us are still like the quickest thing that we get is the like baseline for what is a good batting average and what is a bad batting average.
Yeah.
Or we know like what a good OPS is, but it is like one step harder. We're not fluent in that.
True.
We're still running the translation in our head when we see an OPS. We're like, it's pretty low.
We grew up on if he fails 7 out of 10 times, that means he's a Hall of Famer. We grew up on stuff like hitting 300, you're a Hall of Famer. The OPS stuff wasn't something we grew up on.
If it's like 260 to 290, you're like, okay, solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
And then below 250, it's like, why is this guy in the lineup? He must be a Gold Glover.
Things are continuing to shift, but it used to be batting average, don't strike out a lot, and get on base. And now there are other things.
Ducks on the pond.
Yeah. Move guys along, bunt the baseball, all that stuff. Make sure you can bunt a guy to second. Small ball, all those things. Steal bases.
The pitcher's coming up next.
Yeah, all those things. You're not a real manager if you do it in the AL because you don't have to worry about the pitcher batting.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Now all that stuff is out the window. And there's a pitch clock, too, if you haven't heard. See, you didn't know. There it is. Baseball evolving right before our eyes. But what I would credit the first broadcast to do that, just to put batting average as something like in a small box under all the major stats.
Like, or when they show like all the stats, when they go with that expanded one.
You can put batting average in there.
Yes, but when it's like, I guess because Space City Home Network doesn't do this, but other broadcasts, they'll put like the pitcher, how many pitches he's thrown, and then the hitter, and then his batting average. It's still what they put.
It shouldn't be.
That should be OPS. And maybe you have to put, 690 OPS instead of putting, because right now they just put 277.
Yeah, you have to explain what it is.
That it's batting
average. Yeah, explain what it is. But hey, baseball's changing. They emphasize different things. Let the broadcast do that too. You guys, you talk about, you can do exit velocity.
Yeah.
Put the OPS on there as the major stat. Yeah, you can do that, but we got to stick with batting average as the most important stat in baseball, mostly because the broadcasts are still talking to people who are 65, 70, and the OPS stuff isn't really what they're focused on. It's not the conversation piece they're having with their buddy after the game. It's about, hey, oh, Altuve's hitting over 310. That's a great baseball player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bregman needs to choke up on the bat a little bit.
Well, the knob is going through the zone. That's his explanation why he's hitting better now.
I've heard so much knob talk.
I knew you couldn't avoid. You can't avoid it. You couldn't avoid it.
What? No, there's just been so much talk about Alex Bregman's knobs.
There it is again. All right. All right, Gallagher. You're hitting him. Keep banging on the watermelon.
There has seriously been a lot to talk about.
I don't want to say there's been a lot of
change. That change yes. that Alex Bregman
I don't want to hear you. Well, you can say it as much as you want, considering what this show's about. But there's a lot of Alex Bregman's knob talk.
I didn't say that the first time. I just said knob talk.
You can say knob talk, but there's been a lot of conversations about Alex Bregman's. You know what you're doing. Sean knows what he's doing, everyone.
TK and Jeff just won't stop talking about his knob.
Are they saying, because I usually listen to the game or watch the games on mute because I'm watching multiple games at a time. Are they saying it with a smile in their voice or are they talking about it seriously?
They're not being us.
No one's laughing? There's got to be a producer laughing behind the scenes.
Yeah, whoever the Sean Mapes of their broadcast is laughing.
Hey, Todd, say knob one more time, okay?
We have another replay coming up.
Yeah, make sure if there's taking bets, how many times will Blummer say knob in this half inning?
I like now that's just like Beavis and Butthead are
working. Yeah. Speaking of Beavis and Butthead type stuff, Ryan, our frequent caller who calls in under different names, got one past us. We've been pretty good on noticing who he's talking about and giving a good number about these things. Well, he slipped one by us, and I think he knew what he was doing because that's just Ryan's deal. We'll talk about that and other stuff. Just stuff at this point. We're just talking about stuff. Clearly, knob talk. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
So Ryan called in yesterday asking about a young woman named Belle Delphine. And I just assumed, because when I typed in her name, she was a Twitch streamer. Turns out, she does more than that. If you don't know who Ryan is, you shouldn't, because he calls in under fake names all the time. But we know his real name, and he calls in about, hey, is this woman going to switch over to OnlyFans at some point? It's generally actresses who will never do it. He called in yesterday and used a woman's name who I didn't know. Maybe I've heard the name, but I didn't know what she did. And then I got home in the comfort of my own home and go, you know what? I'm going to see, because the streamer, like some people talk about, like the stripper to porn star ratio, the streamer to OnlyFans is pretty similar. So I just typed it in, and there it is. Ryan, that's not how this game is played. You can't just give me a name of someone who actually already does that. That's no fun.
Also, when you Google her, because I just Googled her again, she comes up as South African media personality.
That's a stretch.
That's one way to put it.
Like, Charlize Theron is a South African media personality. I don't know that Belle Delphine is.
Like, a media personality is like Charles Barkley. He's a media personality.
Yeah. A commentator. What is she? I know she's a Twitch streamer,
she's
but
she's not on NBA on TNT.
Yeah. Well, no one's going to be on that show going forward, it looks like. Oh. Or that show is coming to an end, apparently, because NBC called TNT Warner's bluff. You know, the NBA was looking for a new contract, and TNT Warner were expected to get it back. They thought they were just going to get it. In fact, I think we have sound from yesterday. Charles Barkley talked about the fear that people around there have it. So, Sean, just let me know when you get it. He was on a Chicago ESPN station. The former Bear, I think, I forgot his name. It's Waddle, his last name. Maybe it's Tim. He was a mid, I wouldn't call him mediocre, but he was like a special teamer type wide receiver.
Waddle's dad, right?
They don't look anything alike. No. I think his name is Tim Waddle. I hope that's his name.
It's Waddle. I know it's Waddle and Sylvie.
Yeah, Waddle and Sylvie is the show name.
ESPN 1000.
Yes, in Chicago. And he and Barkley does maybe a weekly hit with them. Tom Waddle is his name. Maybe Barkley does a weekly hit with them. I know he's on there frequently. And there's some fear that that show's going to break up. We already heard Ernie Johnson, at least the report is, that he's not going to leave TNT and Warner. He does other stuff with them beyond inside the NBA. So at a minimum, that shows would have, like, a, I guess, a different lead host than Ernie, which would certainly mess up the formula and the chemistry that those guys have. People are already saying they added Draymond to let us down easy because Draymond's screwing it up. And they're like, hey, we're just gonna give you Draymond to let you know or let you feel better about the dissolution of that show.
They're tanking the end of the season.
Yeah. Hey, let's add Draymond to, hey, guys, we're going to ease you into this not being great anymore. So this is Charles Barkley with Waddle and Sylvie about the potential loss of inside the NBA.
We have zero idea what's going to happen. We might lose it. I feel so bad for the people I work with. I mean, it is brutal. I mean, it is flat out brutal. Everybody's scared to death. But this is the first time during the exclusive window we did not re-sign in advance. So I will tell you this, it's very stressful for the people I work with. And I wish I could give you an answer. We might lose it. I don't know. It's 50-50 that we lose our part to NBC. Am I concerned? 100%. Because as much as we have been partners with the NBA for, I think, 40 years, you would think if it was close in a bidding war, we would get the benefit of the doubt. But clearly that's not happening. So to answer your question, they're scared to death over here right now. Right. I feel so bad for the people I work with.
David Zasloff, the guy who runs Warner, said, we don't really need the NBA media rights. And now he's about to find out if that's true. Because despite what Charles Barkley said, that he was expecting a hometown discount. The NBA is like, have you met us? We're not going to give a media company a hometown discount, particularly when they're like, hey, we had a long relationship with NBC. And then when someone else came calling, we were cool going in a different direction. All's love, all's fair in money and media. And it looks like maybe we'll get the John Tesh theme song back, but we won't have Barkley, Kenny, Ernie, and Shaq as a show that we all love. And everyone's tweeting out their favorite moments. And it's crazy how much we care about that show. It's just guys after the game, during the game, or before talking about sometimes not even basketball. We know Charles and his takes on whether it be Galveston or San Antonio. Those are the funniest things when they're not actually talking about basketball or when Shaq is pushing Charles to say something he probably shouldn't say, but he says it anyway. We love it. And now, just because of how media works and how money becomes a factor, we may not have it anymore. And if we get some version of whatever the basketball version of Dungy and Collinsworth is, and who else, and Rodney Harrison, and the Collinsworth kid that we're gonna get for the NBA.
Do you think Jason Garrett's gonna pull double duty?
They better.
He's been watching basketball.
They better keep him away from the NBA. They should keep him away from the NFL, to be fair.
I would love if they did a super cringy like crossover, though.
They probably
like,
will.
Where they do like crosstalk
because,
or something.
Because you know, how would it work? Because Sunday Night Football, that slot is there for NBC to run those games. But you know, they're going to want primetime NBA games on NBC.
And when they...
They're going to have doubleheaders. They're going to have Notre Dame in the afternoon. And then they're going to transition right into a Saturday night NBA game. So there probably will be crosstalk between whoever's running the Notre Dame game and then the NBA game.
Yeah, and they could, because football season starts before basketball season, like they could just have like a segment where the inside, or probably won't be called inside the NBA, where when the NBA team is there, the NBC NBA team is there with the NFL team.
Of course,
broadcast team just talking, you know.
Yeah,
you know how my Raiders are.
It's like how radio shows do and the radio stations do. Hey, let's have some crosstalk between the shows. It's a show to, you know, get from these listeners to want to get to listen to that show and get comfortable.
Yeah,
you guys have heard all that stuff, and I'm sure they'll do it on the broadcast on NBC. I can't imagine NBC. No, there's no way they're going to get a show that's good I just want to know if it's going to be just equally as bad in the other direction.
I feel like you bringing up the Tony Dungy, Ronnie Harrison, Chris Sims, Jack Collinsworth, Jason Garrett, that I will say makes me pessimistic.
Put those guys together and thought this will be good to get you ready for the biggest game of the week.
I can't imagine that they'll be like, you know what, let's get Shaq, Kenny.
It'd be smart to get those three, and then if Ernie has to stay because of his connections with Turner and Warner, okay, I guess.
We'll
but
get Wally Zerbiak.
But those guys are going to be expensive. Yeah. To get Shaq and Kenny and Charles Barkley to do that show, it'll be expensive. And is NBC looking to tack that on to what they're already paying for the NBA package? Maybe not. Wally Zerbiak, don't say that.
I was wondering if you
I heard that. Just keep Chandler Parsons away. Keep him on FanDuel or whatever the hell he does. Keep him off the TV.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's definitely happening. Wally Zerbiak and Chandler Parsons talking about.
And they're trying to recreate what happens on Inside the NBA, and everyone's going to be like, click, 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 click. And
those big Orlando women, right, Chandler Parsons?
There's no Victoria's Secret down there, right, Wally?
I'd actually love if they got Chandler Parsons trying to do a Charles Barkley, like just doing what Charles Barkley and Shaq can get away with, them trying to get away with that.
They would get thrown off the air first show.
The first week.
The NBA test screen would pop up. The NBC NBA test screen would pop up, and when we came back, those guys wouldn't be around. Whoever was the host of the show.
Maria Taylor has to be like,
Maria Taylor would have to run the rest of the show by herself. Let's go out to whoever's doing the play-by-play, and there'll just be a back and forth between them for an hour.
You just see a hook come out and hook Wally Zerbiak off.
The Apollo happens in the middle of the broadcast. Keep Zerbiak less than Parsons, but keep them both off my television. Zerbiak can call the Mid-American college basketball game as the studio guy.
Saying stick to the Big East. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You can get some Power 5 games in there. You can talk about Connecticut, but really stick with Ohio Valley, to be honest with you.
We'll call some Oral Roberts games, all right?
Yeah. Tell us why this undersized guard at Oral Roberts is going to be the next big thing. I can't believe you dropped Zerbiak. There will be better talent available. I just don't know if they'll make the right hires. Paul Pierce. That's not the right hire.
Paul Pierce and Chandler Parsons.
Not after what he said on Fox Sports. Paul Pierce may have no shot of ever appearing on a regular network again. If you guys missed it, I'm not gonna say what he said. But let's just say Paul Pierce used a word he could get away with on a podcast when talking about someone, not on Fox Sports.
Yeah, and it's a word that Skip Bayless would have already been fired if he had said.
Yeah, if that had slipped out of Skip Bayless's mouth. Even he would have got fired. He says a lot of things that keeps, and we're like, why is Skip still here? Mostly because of his takes and the trash. I've been down to pick up something.
I looked away and then I looked at the YouTube.
People got a bit of an image as I'm trying to get something out of my backpack for a read here. But yeah, Skip Bayless, even he knows not to say that. Now Paul Pierce has a bit of an armor around him regarding that word that he used because, you know, things, but he shouldn't have said it. And he's dealing. I don't know if he'll deal with the consequences. Wasn't he just a guest that day?
I don't know. I imagine that it's like a paid guest throughout the season type of deal, where it's kind of like how Michael Irvin is on. Well, he was on First Take, and I think this past year he did it on Skip's show.
Yeah,
where basically on Mondays he would come in to do the show, but he wasn't part of the show every day.
We'll see if Paul Pierce makes a return. Parents after that has it was both Keyshawn and Skip. Like, oh, I know what he said, but we're not going to acknowledge it. No. We got breaking news, Sean.
Oh no, should I?
Yeah, sure.
Is it that big of news?
No, not really. But it'll allow me to close out the segment and then go to break. Brandon Bielak has not been DFA'd. He's been traded to the A's.
Oh.
For cash considerations.
Do you think we're getting Brandon Bielak revenge game tonight?
Will he pitch tonight? Why not? He probably won't. I don't know where he is. Maybe he just stood. Maybe he stayed at home.
Hopefully he's in Houston still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he went home and his home during the offseason is in Houston and he took off, or did he stay in town. But Brandon Bielak has been traded to the A's. Will he be in an A's uniform tonight? Who knows? It's only been about 10 minutes since the news broke, but they did get cash back. How much cash do you get for Brandon Bielak?
I would hate to – imagine if we could get traded in exchange for cash and there was like literally a money amount on how much we're worth.
I don't want to know. That's, I mean, this, this is why they keep these things secret.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the price.
Brandon Bielak.
Would it even be our salary?
That's a Kia Soul. You just got.
Hey, you're disrespectful. You're being disrespectful. What? Brandon Bielak's like, I don't need that. If he is still in town and he happened to be tuning in as he's driving to the clubhouse to meet his A's teammates, he's like, what's this? Why are you even talking about me anymore? Well, this will be the last time we do talk about him unless he pitches tonight, because then it will be a story. But Brandon Bielak is going to the
Hyundai Elantra.
Look at you. Is it a new Elantra or an old one or a used one? What's the blue book on that Elantra?
2019, but low mileage.
It's a Peugeot, if you remember that car. Way back when my dad had one of those. Sorry, Brandon Bielak. We did get a little insulting, but he's still a major leaguer. He'll be playing for the A's, I assume, at some point.
He's still a major leaguer.
Yeah. I mean, he was DFA'd. He wasn't a major leaguer anymore, and now he got traded.
Now he's on the A's.
Yeah. Well, it's a major league team, kind of.
Until next year when they're playing in a minor league ballpark.
True. That's true. They'll be playing in Sacramento, and then eventually – when they actually decide where to build that stadium in Vegas, they'll get to Vegas. But Brandon Bielak, we appreciate all your contributions, and I'm glad he gets to continue the dream of playing Major League Baseball. And if you have a dream and it's about betting on tonight's game, go to MyBookie. Now, it is the NBA playoffs, so if you have thoughts on whether the Nuggets are going to close out that series, or maybe you have a real good feeling, MyBookie will take care of you there. It's MyBookie.ag. That's the website you go to. Remember, the sign-up bonus – You can take advantage of that bonus with Bet975. And it's not just about the betting game. Sure, that's very important, but it is a community too. The live streaming, you can celebrate the buzzer beaters. Maybe they go your way or they don't. You can commiserate with the people at MyBookie. And they also make expert predictions. So if you don't know anything, but you like sports and you want a chance to win some money, MyBookie will take care of you with their experts giving you their thoughts on what games and what lines you should take advantage of. Sure, it sounds like a place that wants you to win money, and that's what MyBookie is about. From the reload bonus if you're an existing customer to the sign-up bonus when you use Bet975 if you're a new customer, there are multiple ways to make your money go farther than you think. MyBookie is the place for you to do that. Bet anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really.
So welcome back to the show. We've got a couple more segments. That's Michael Carroll. It'll be interesting tomorrow because we're going to be out at East River 9. The whole station will be. And Michael Carroll joins us at 11:30 every Friday for his update on what you should or shouldn't watch and also to talk about Comic-Cast. So he won't be joining me out there. Neither will Sean. Sean will be back here in the building running the board and, you know, being an all-in-all great producer. So Michael Carroll will join us from here, and we'll see how that goes. As East River 9 is the place for us tomorrow. You can come out and join us out there. There is, I don't know if it's hole one, I'm assuming that's what it is, but that sight of the Houston skyline on a clear day, pretty spectacular. So if you want to play golf or just join us out there, we'll be at East River 9 tomorrow all day. The station will be. Dabo Swinney is a guy I think both Sean and I are going to make fun of. I think just because of who he is, what he says, who he is, the way he holds steadfast to, and it's weird to say, considering he's not really an old school coach, but the way he doesn't attack the transfer portal. Dabo is a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to how he wants to run his program. I can't say he doesn't believe in the transfer portal, because I think he knows that it exists, although he acts like it doesn't. He just doesn't take advantage of it. It's about signing up a Clemson when you're a high school recruit, and we are not going to go get players to fill holes on our roster, whether it be due to guys transferring out or you know, injuries, or guys just not being as good as we thought. They don't do that at Clemson. They're the only, Power 5 school to not bring in a transfer. Just not Dabo's bag. Dabo's bag is having his coaches on the website pose with their family. You know, because if you will go to those athletic, if you go to those athletic websites, they'll have the roster of the players and they'll have the coaches. And Clemson does it that way. It's not just a coach's picture. They have these very picturesque photos of the coach with their family. So that kind of gives you the vibe of what Dabo's about. And I'm just going to tell you, during the college football year, Clemson's not good. We're going to crush Dabo all year long. I'm just letting you guys know right now.
But even if they're kind of good, we still
true. I don't think, and kind of good's probably where they top out, because Kate Klubnik's on the roster as their starting quarterback. You thought DJ Uiagalelei was a disappointment. Kate Klubnik's reaching those levels too. They'll be fine, but I don't think they're a title contender. So here's Dabo and his thoughts on Clemson players and transfers.
Well, it wasn't really necessarily like a intentional thing. There's a couple guys we looked at, but, you know, they got to love you too.
But it also tells us you like where you're at and you like.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. And honestly, every player is technically a transfer. You know, we just signed a whole class of guys transferring from high school. So we like our guys. We like our starters.
They're not transfers. They're recruits that you sign. Dabo, I'm not going to tell him to be normal, because let him be however weird he wants to be, but that's nonsense. They're not transfer. What word game are you playing? They're just high school recruits. Yeah, fine to call them high school recruits.
Their credits from high school transfer.
Well, or
along with their human bodies.
Or a little funny business happened to get them into school. Who knows how many credits transfer? That's major college football, okay. Sean. I don't know if I have to alert you.
Casting aspersions on a great institution.
You don't know anything about Clemson. Are they a great institution? You don't know that. You don't know.
I'm going to assume not.
Well, you've made an assumption. You don't know that either, but you've made an assumption, and it's in direct contrast to what you just said. Dabo, they're just recruits. Just tell the world you looked at a couple guys, but we don't take transfers. It's fine. I feel like it's a poor way to build your program when everyone else, including people, you know, who play for titles, do it a different way. Hey, Sean, who was one of your starting wide receivers? Where did he come? Did he start at Texas, or did he play someplace else on your playoff team this year?
Are you talking about Adonai Mitchell?
Yeah.
Did
he start at Texas?
No, he started at Georgia.
Your starting quarterback?
Ohio State.
So a playoff team had two guys in very prominent positions start someplace else. Dabo and Clemson known for their ability to recruit outside receivers. When's the last good Clemson outside receiver? Justin Ross?
T. Higgins?
T. Higgins is older, so I think Justin Ross came after him. Oh. But Justin Ross got hurt in college, and obviously he's had his issues trying to have an impact in the pros. So those two are the last time Clemson produced a big-time wide receiver. I say that because Hunter Renfrow, slot receiver, has had some success in the NFL. But it's been years now. So maybe don't just lean on recruiting. Sometimes you're going to miss, and you've missed on wide receiver after wide receiver. Look out across the landscape and go, you know what would be great for us? You know what we lean on? Wide receiver production. Go find one. And you know where you get one? The transfer portal. But no, can't do it. So every high school player is a transfer. Okay.
They're all transfers. Reminds me of the, and I have the sound for when he was asked about NIL when it first came along.
Let's hear it.
We built this program on NIL. We really did. And I, it's probably different than what you're thinking, though.
We built
this program in God's name, image, and likeness. And that's how I look at it.
Boom.
Yeah. And that's why you're playing Brent Venable's son in a playoff game.
God's plan.
No, God's plan for that kid to play at Coastal Carolina. And then Venables and Daddy Ball got involved, and he was your starting safety. Like I said, we're probably going to make fun of Dabo throughout. He is a lightning rod, but sometimes he says dumb stuff.
Definitely, yeah, I was going to say, we're definitely going to make fun of his anytime he's in front of a microphone.
Yes, his team might be good. They recruit well. They just make it harder on themselves because of the way they recruit and their unwillingness to fill holes in ways that his competitors do. And it's fine.
Even, like, look at Florida State. Like,
yeah, the team who won the ACC last year.
They're all transfer. All of them. All
the quarterback's a transfer.
So many of them are transfer.
The two wide receivers were transfer. The running back was a transfer. That's how Mike Norvell had to do it because he hasn't been great as far as high school recruiting. And you know how you jumpstart your program and save your job and get a big extension? You go into the transfer portal. Now, Dabo doesn't have to worry about an extension. He's got the two titles, and they'll continue to pay him until they stop. And the transfer portal may have helped him in the past, but he's not going to do it, and that's fine. Who needs Clemson to win anymore? I think we're all tired of him. You know, you live long enough to be the villain, and now Clemson is one of those teams that people are tired of seeing win. They were the team that was the more palatable alternative to Alabama. Now they're the team where anyone but them. So, just how it goes in college football. You can't win as long as they have before people get sick of you. And Dabo can't stay in a microphone as long as he's had until people get sick of him too. So it's just how it is. It happens. You're in the public eye that long, you say some stuff that people get annoyed by. We got one more segment to go here before we wrap it up. Gallant and George are up next. But before we close out this show, I want to tell you about Aqueduct Plumbing. You can go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They're the website you go to when you need plumbing help. It's not just about the repiping. They've done over 1,000 of them, so they're experts there, and it'll be local contractors who will get you situated. You can call them, too, if you want a free price quote, 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238. It's the best price quote in town. But also, if you're looking for a leak that you can't find, they'll help you out there. If you have an issue with gas piping, or you maybe need to just change out a sink, or you need a new water filter, and maybe, like me, at some point, I'm going to need a new water heater. They take care of you there. Billy Brown's local. He's in the Clear Lake area. They are local, so they're going to take care of the local customer. Aqueduct Plumbing Company values the local people in this area, so they're going to make sure you are good to go. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
You know, the bullpen's been grinding, putting in a lot of work. All the big dogs were down today, kind of.
But
I know, right? But yeah, it was awesome to have that trust in Joe and Josh and go out there and close the game for the guys.
That was Seth Martinez after the game. The big dogs he referenced were Presley, although he's not necessarily pitched like one this year. But Presley, Hader, and Abreu were all in question as far as could they give you anything considering the number of pitches they had thrown over the last couple of outings. Fromber and Seth Martinez came through. 7 innings from Fromber. Martinez with 2 innings, a shutout for the Astros. They win 3-0, and they take the series from the A's with a chance for a sweep tonight. It was big for Martinez. Is he a big dog? He was a big dog last night because Abreu was kind of warming up, wasn't fully out there because they didn't want to use him. But I guess he was the best of the bad options as far as maybe he can give him an out. And Seth Martinez found a way to get out of a bit of a jam, and the Astros go on the win. So you need contribution sometimes, and it was a big night for those two to know going in that the bullpen was stressed. And it didn't come to what could have been a disaster if Fromber wasn't good, and it turns out he was great. Sean and I, generally during our breaks, have discussions we don't bring to the air, mostly because, hey, some things aren't for the air. But this one is. It's fine. We've talked about this throughout, and we're getting closer and closer to the date. We have an official reveal, although that was leaked yesterday. The cover of EA College Football 25 is out. You're going to have Quinn Ewers, Sean's favorite player, Donovan Edwards, and Travis Hunter. That's official, and we're going to get a gameplay reveal tomorrow. Sean and I are formulating a plan about how we handle this, because in gaming, you can either buy like the regular version, which means you get it on the day of the game. If you buy the deluxe, not the deluxe, is it the deluxe?
Yes, the deluxe version.
The deluxe version, which is about $30 more expensive, you get a couple other things, and then you get 3-day access before the game officially drops. So that game drops on July 16th if we get it with the deluxe edition, which means it comes on the same day as the MLB All-Star game.
Perfect.
That's a dead week in the year. I talked about how John and Lance generally go dark as far as a show. They just don't do shows during that week from Christmas, right after the Christmas party leading up to New Year's Day. Does this show go dark, Sean? It's our vacation time. We can do what we want with it. I mean, people might say, are you really going to take a week off because of a video game? And I say, it's better than talking about the All-Star game for a week.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe. I'm not saying it's a definite, but if we both go in on the deluxe edition, should this show go dark? Because all we're going to be thinking about is going home and playing the game anyway. The show will be distracted.
Yes. The calendar also helps this.
It does. There's not that much to discuss.
Our show, even if we were here, we're not really here.
I'm talking about my dynasty. I'm thinking about my dynasty.
That's what we would be talking about.
Yeah. How's my online dynasty doing?
And if there's one thing I'm sure people care less about than
fantasy football?
Fantasy football.
Is our online dynasty.
Your video game.
Yes.
I can't imagine that the quality. I mean, we'd try to force some, you know, what camp battles are we most interested in seeing 2 weeks from now? And did you see what insert player here said on insert podcast here? Now, that's what the show is in July, or will be in July. So
now, NBA free agency starts on the 30th.
June 30th.
The more you're allowed to negotiate before you can officially sign. You can officially sign starting on July 6th. So that's not even a time where like a major move might happen. A trade might happen that week. But as far as NBA free agency, a lot of that stuff will be done by the time that week rolls around. So I'm trying to figure out a reason why we shouldn't take the week off.
We can break down all the Rockets Summer League action.
Oof. Great.
Even if the Rockets were terrible.
Yeah. If they trade the pick, why the hell will we be breaking it down if there's not even like a top five pick in the Summer League?
Wow. Cam Whitmore, huh? Beast in these fools. They'll never play in the NBA.
Yeah. Great. Great. So can we find a reason not to take the week off other than we don't want to hear about you taking a week off because of a video game? Other than that slander that we don't want to hear?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just, it then becomes, how do you want to allocate your vacation days?
Sure.
And
we're already deep into the summer.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, normally I take a few
I would take a week off in the summer either way. Problem is I would have to explain to my mom, well, can I take that? No, I'm not going to take a PlayStation 5 with me. So
I also ran the math, too.
I got to explain to my mom why I'm not visiting her during the summer for a couple of days. Sorry, I'm deep into an ECU dynasty.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Hold on. I need to do a couple in-home visits to lock down.
Yeah.
Lock down a Sam Houston State commit.
Yeah. So these are the conversations we're having. When you think, hey, what do they talk about during the break? It's really, what excuse can we use that won't embarrass us if we decide we want to take the week off? And I can't find a reason not to at this point. So it's not like I'm trying very hard.
No,
but
I mean,
it's the middle of the summer.
Yeah, that is a normal time to take a week off. It's just I almost want to see how many PTO days I have left. It's like maybe that's the reason where it's like, well, do I want to take?
Well, yeah, you gotta
last of my like
you gotta figure out those days and how you want to use them.
I mean, I've only taken off probably four.
I know I got plenty. In fact, I have a banked extra day. So
yeah. Oh yeah. I think I also have a banked extra day too. Okay. So
feeling
we're good,
feeling better now.
We're good. I might be off 2 weeks in Florida.
Wow. Yes, wow. Don't we only get like 2 weeks off? You're going to say screw it to another week? Yeah, whatever. I'm really hyped up about the game.
I do think I will work on Monday, though.
Yeah, we
that
will.
Because there's no reason to
The game comes out at midnight.
Pocket that day.
Yeah, we'll work that day. And then we'll say, hey, we'll see you next Monday.
See you when we see you.
Yeah. So us two as children have decided, despite the fact that we're grown adults, that we're going to act like children and just stay home,
yeah,
eat bad food, and play video games. It looks like. We're not sure.
The last time this came out, I was in high school. I literally it was literally on a summer break.
It came out in 2013. That's the last time I was in college or just leaving college. So it's been a while. Certainly been a while.
Yeah, so I'm you know what? They made me turn back to the old me.
Yeah.
And that's staying up all night in the middle of July playing a college football
game. Only difference is you don't actually have to show up at a GameStop at midnight. You can just download the thing.
Yeah, and run the spread option right there.
My hope is I always love to play like Navy and Army to see if they could run the option well, and they never could. Let's see if they can program that right to see if the option is actually a threat this year. We'll see, but we're going to see gameplay looks like tomorrow. And this is us just letting you know. We have our priorities are in order. That's all. Coming up next is Gallant and George. They're out at the Decoy. You should join them out there. They're going to be followed by the Killer Bees as well. And then tomorrow, the entire station will be out at East River 9. So a couple of remotes. We enjoy going to both those places. So if you have time, join us out there as well. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.